Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Dette en podcast. Liverpool Support Club Norge.
It's a very erotic voice, by the way, the translator. Congratulations. Wow. Again, please.
I denne episoden av The Cop-Out-podcasten har vi rett og slett satt sammen en Best of Jørgen Klopp-episode med noen av hans minneverdige øyeblikk fra pressekonferanser og intervjuer. Vi begynner på begynnelsen med Klopps første pressekonferanse som Liverpool-manager, og så det bare å nyte klokskapen hans, entusiasmen hans, irritasjonen hans, og ikke minst latteren hans. Alt annet overflødig å si, resten overlater vi til The Normal One.
The message to those Liverpool supporters, we have to change from doubter to believer. No.
It's not a normal or usual club, it's a special club, and if I had two very, very special clubs with Mainz 05 and Borussia Dortmund, and in this row, it's a perfect next step for me to be now here and yes, try to help.
Does anybody in this room think that I can do wonder? No? So, let me work. I'm a totally normal guy. I came from Black Forest. My mother maybe sit in front of the television and watch this press conference and understand no word until now. So, but she's very proud. She's very proud. So, I'm a totally normal guy. I'm the normal one, maybe, if you want this. Yeah. And now I'm here, and I hope to enjoy my work. I hope, because all the people told me so much about the British press and so on. So it's up to you to show me that they're all liars. When I left Dortmund, my last sentence maybe were, it's not so important what people think when you come in. It's much more important what people think when you leave. And please give us the time to work on it, that you think much more positive than today about me and all the people at LFC. If we want, this could be a real special day, if we want. And if we are prepared to work for it, if you want, if you are patient enough, all these things, if we want, then we can start in a very difficult league with opponents that are big and bigger and bigger maybe, but in a special Liverpool way. We can be successful. And it's not, I think no one of these great managers said his first press conference, my target is or my goal is I want to be a legend at the end of my working time here. So I don't think about this. This is a great club because of many, many good decisions in the past and good players, brilliant players. And now we have to work in the present.
Boom. It's more intense here. It's more intense. It's more important for the people if your team is winning or not. I think the English people bet much more, so.
I don't know, I saw nothing.
Yeah. you won't be making Adam pay for the glasses.
No, no, usually I have a second one, but until now I couldn't find it because it's really difficult to looking for glasses without glasses. Right?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear man. Happy birthday to you.
Look, you're...
Not mine.
I like it. Princess Leslie Liu.
Sorry, I wouldn't have said that, but it's never heard the name. Congratulations. My lord.
Well, what was your favorite question of all of them that we did today?
That nobody asked about my teeth.
Go on, let's talk about it.
They actually did.
Ah, they did. So you put it out.
We didn't know if you'd want to answer, so.
I don't care. Yeah. It was not that I saw Bobby Firmino's teeth and said, I want them.
Boom. Sometimes I would really like to change my personality, but I can't forget this fucking lose against Crystal Palace.
Hi. The boys unfortunately go now away again and have to play Nations Cup games, the most senseless competition in the world of football. And then we hope that they come back healthy and they play this easy competition, Premier League and Champions League and FA Cup is waiting, all that stuff. So it's tough times for the boys. Huh?
It's already sh**. So you have not to say, I saw it was sh**. So you can try to, that would help in a game like this. Sorry, I said it twice.
It's 10 past 10. Most of the children are probably in bed, but these boys are mentality giants. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
Sorry about the
if
language.
I have to find me if you want. What can I eat? I'm not native, so I don't have better words for it. It's unbelievable.
I'm so happy for the boys. I'm so happy for these people, our fans. I'm so happy for my family. They suffer every year when we go to a final, last game of the season, and we lose it. So they deserve it more than anybody because they are so supportive, like they are. Did you ever see a team like this?
Adrian, big night for him. He really enjoyed himself.
What a story! Adrian! Like Rocky!
Boom.
I don't think it was a penalty. But obviously, we can make a test. Hands up, who thinks it was a penalty? Come on, nobody see you. No, you can cut it out. Three. Oh, all penalty. Wow, then I'm really wrong, obviously.
I'm really disappointed about your question. I'm really disappointed, I have to say. Not just because it was you feeling, it's football that, we don't play PlayStation, eh? Do you think we didn't take enough risks today? Is that what you want to ask? That's a really disappointing question, I have to say, because that means like it's so easy. I tell them, boys, we take more risk. Come on, boys, we go for it. Can you imagine, is there any draw and we didn't try to win? What is that?
Fair result in the end, you think?
Yes, fair result.
Why?
Because we scored once and Newcastle scored once. What do you think?
Yeah, I thought a draw was fair result.
Sorry?
I thought a draw was pretty fair result.
It was your first football game you saw?
Did you have any view on the Nike
I heard about it. I can't tell you because of different reasons. I couldn't be less interested in anything in the world. But somebody told me and I thought, wow.
Jürgen, the story has come out of France during the game about Liverpool agreeing a deal with Lyon for Nabil Fekir and also being interested in Ousmane Dembele. Is there anything you should know about
during the game, yeah, we agreed a deal. I would be surprised about that, to be honest. No comment. What was the second name, by the way? Ooh, he's on the market. Is he on the market?
I don't know.
Now I'm interested. Look, I really don't like this. You now, no. I know exactly what you want to do. I said what I said. Do with it what you want. No, yeah, but you try nothing to clarify. You write at the end anyway what you want. It's a situation when I say now it's not a diver. It's a normal reaction, I said. It's a normal reaction for the... It's not clear, ball is in the air, and players go down. That's how it is. But you don't give a penalty in a situation like that. Make a story about that. I really would love to see it. and I don't read it, by the way, but make it exactly like that. I said Lamela made a diver. Wow.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And now you look like I really said that. Is my English that bad? I didn't want to say in the first case, but you were waiting for it. That's what you want to clarify.
Yeah, it was just because Tom Spiegel, captain of the Ryder Cup team, is a big Liverpool fan. I just wondered a week ahead of the Ryder Cup now, do you have a message for the European Ryder Cup captain?
I hope they don't need my message because I have absolutely no idea about golf. Yeah. But I have no clue what you say for golfers, to be honest, because I'm still working. I have no time for golf, but I love to start it. No, I can. I really hope they don't need me. They should be okay. It's only America. Come on.
You came into this club mid-season to rebuild the stuff. How do you see comparisons to Man United or Ole Gunnar Solskjaer and the job he has to do there?
Now I get it.
Coming from Norway and asking questions about how I did it.
They didn't help us, why we should help them? You have to find your own solutions. And that's what we have to work on. So, because the easy game everybody wins, the difficult games we have to win much more often than we did until now. So, and if you stop asking, I can start working on it. Boom. What? What did he say? And now I'm interested. What?
He said, in response to questions about his performance, he said, why aren't you asking people who only finished third or fourth in the Premier League last year? There's one of them there who's never won anything outside his home country, but whereas I've won titles here and here.
He's right. That's right. So, if he spoke about me, but probably I'm a few more managers in the league, but you thought it was about me. No problem, but he's right. Yeah, absolutely. He is probably the most successful manager in the Premier League in that moment. Well, I have no problem with that, so to say that, but I don't watch Jose Mourinho press conference, should I?
They're quite good fun sometimes.
Yeah, good, and I start doing that. So far, I cannot say anything about it. I have no clue what you're talking about, to be 100% honest. But when he said that I didn't win anything outside Germany, then he's right. That's easy to see. The support here is in England is different, especially in Anfield is different. We don't sing against another crowd. It's not they say that and we say that. It's a little bit like that, but it's more you follow the game and you support your team. And if you have a bigger number, and cool. Now we have to use Anfield one more time. Eh? So we are calling Anfield actually right now, and then we see what happens. What a game! Unbelievable. That's Anfield live and in colour. It's just great.
Results tonight. It's all tightening up at the top again from first down. I mean, what have you got your sights on?
I didn't know about the other results in this moment. So I heard Bayern lost. But I think that's not too important for us.
Very important. Shoot the ball in the goal. And don't concede one, and then everything is okay.
You make it sound so easy.
Yeah, that's football. Cool, eh?
So now people, it's always like the biggest challenge for us is always facing the world outside you and other people. Because if we don't think like that, they said today they win, and it's they ask a question for us. If we think about them, yes. If we don't think about them, no. Because we play our game. But if, for example, Chelsea lose today, only for example, and then we have know it 5 minutes before our game, somebody tells us, City lost. That's not a help. That's like then you lose your focus in that moment. So we don't really. What we want to do is to collect as many points as possible. Really, I don't know what is now 85, four games to play, means 97. Good, let's try that. And if that's enough, perfect. And if not, we cannot change it. And we didn't lose it here or there or whatever in this or that game. There will be very smart people will come out and say, yeah, if you would have won against Leicester, then you would be champion now, stuff like that. It's all bullshit. Only weak and people and idiots bring something like this up. And on this, by the way, on this point, we can finally close the slipping book. Huh? Robbo slipped and nothing happened, so it's not a Liverpool thing. Done.
Oh, if LFC would, if LFC TV would put out a video with me in a situation like that, I would leave the club. That's the truth. That's the truth. So,
look, what I don't like in life is that a very serious thing, a football manager's opinion is important. I don't understand that. I really don't understand. Could ask you. You are exactly in the same role than I am. So, and it's not important what famous people say. No, we have to speak about the things in the right manner, not people with no knowledge, like me, talking about something. People with knowledge should talk about it and should tell the people do this, do that, do this, and everything will be fine or not. So, and not football managers. I don't understand that. Politics, coronavirus. Why me? I wear a base cap and have a bad shave. I'm concerned as much as you, maybe less. I'm not sure. I don't know exactly what your amount is of being concerned, but my opinion is really not important. I live on this planet and I want the planet to be safe, healthy. I wish everybody the best, absolutely. But my opinion about Corona is not important. If somebody tells me we play football because I think smarter people said we can play football, I will not make the decision. Are you from Madrid? Are you from Madrid?
I'm from Argentina. I live in Madrid.
You live in Madrid? Okay. And you, are you concerned? In your city, they close...
I'm not playing football tomorrow.
Oh, but that's not that special. So playing football is just a game. We are not the society. We are part of the society, and we should all be worried in the same time. And that's exactly the thing I don't like, that you sit here and ask me this question, but fly from Madrid to here. So... stay there. They close schools and universities, but you are obviously concerned. That's the question. But you think now football is worth it to travel or whatever. So that's the situation. That's our problem, our common problem. And we cannot sort it with football. We play football. It's our part, what we have to do. Your job is to transport information, and I hope you do it better than you ask questions, to be honest. Because that's the moment where I really get angry, when you give me the feeling I have a problem which you don't have. We have all the same problem.
No, I'm not saying
that's exactly you said, but I don't play football. Only one part of the I'm you talk that. Every day to people from close range, what I don't do. Okay. So you are the same. Are you worried?
Let me explain myself. What I said is that there's physical contact in the sports.
Yeah.
Where
But players in a moment, they are all healthy. Why we should worry? What we do with not shaking the hands is setting a sign. It's good for you, it's good for you, it's good for me not to shake hands. It's not important that 22 completely healthy players not shaking hands. It's a sign for society, for everybody out there. In the moment you set signs as well, then we are in the same boat. So that's why we do it.
We are in the same boat.
I am not sure, but it's not so important. I said last, I'm not sure when it was, last week or so, that I don't think I should be asked about this, but it's different, because it's not about it's me as a manager, it's me as a human being. And I think if something shows out in a moment, and everybody who, that there are some things that are more important than football, then I think we realize that in this moment. So, and all what we need is time to find a solution for that. How can we win that time? With avoiding different situations. I don't know enough about how much it would help with the football games, I don't know. But the problem with football games is if you are not in a stadium, then you are in closed rooms and watch it there, maybe together. I'm not sure what is better in this case, to be honest. I mean that. But whatever will be decided, we will respect, because we have all families, we have all parents, kids, friends, which we want to do well. And for that, it's clear that we will accept that. But I don't know how much sense it will make. But when I read it, I'm as a normal person, I think, okay, some people think obviously it will help, and then they do it. That's how it is.
Boom. Let's talk about six, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things that may be. Let's talk about six.
European Cup, Madrid and all the fucking luck. We swear we keep on being cool. We'll bring it back to Liverpool. We saw the European Cup, Madrid and all the fucking luck. We swear we keep on being cool. We'll bring it back to Liverpool. It's from Madrid. Tonight we've made it number six. We brought it back to Liverpool. Cause we promise we will do. We're sending greetings from Madrid. Tonight we made it number six. We brought it back to Liverpool. Cause we promise we will do.
The only word, well, the best word I can say, but will describe this was boom. Ooh, what was this? It was really good.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions, talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.